Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a live edition of the Five Star Joshi Show here on the Fight Game Media YouTube channel. I am your host, as always, Scott Edwards, and we are talking the Cinderella Tournament today. I'm very excited. This has been a very interesting way, obviously, of this unfolding. Obviously, we've had the crazy news over the past month, 2 months or so. But we have the bracket, we have excitement, we have a card. There's so much to talk about. I'm going to talk about the full weekend of events, which will both be streaming on pay-per-view. But first and foremost, we are going to be breaking down the entire bracket. I am going to give you my picks for every single one. So it will go down in history for everyone to see how wrong I ultimately am in the end. But that's okay. That's the fun of doing this. So let's get to it. If you have comments, questions, anything, I'm happy to listen. I just learned that Kenny Omega is streaming while I'm streaming. That's a little unfair. Hello, Brad. Welcome to the show. Hello, Jeff. Hello, how are you? Welcome to the show. I'd like to hear everyone's picks as well. Brad, they just announced that they are indeed doing a reduced price for the Corkin. It'll be about $15 US. So very exciting, obviously, there. But if you, like I said, if you want to give your picks as I go along, feel free to do so. I'm not gonna hold you guys too long. Let's get to it. Like I said, the Cinderella Tournament preview here and now. I'm very excited to get into this. It is one of the most wonderful times of the year. It is bracket season part of the year, so let's dive in. So this is the bracket, of course. Let's go. We'll go through every single matchup. Don't you worry. You're going to see my picks live. I got the tallies and everything ready to go. It's going to be filled to the top, and I will announce my winner when it's all said and done. But let's start at the top. Of course, Mirai, the reigning defending winner, the three-time, I believe, winner will be going here, or going for her third, I should say. She's won back-to-back years, of course, last year, beating Mai Sakurai in the finals, 2 years ago, beating Koguma in the finals. That finalist, you know, that goes against the winner is always very interesting. It's always definitely a wonder of what could be in that spot. 3 years ago, so back in 2021, of course, it was Saya Kamatani and Micah. And in 2020, it was Julia and Natsuko Tora. So unpredictability is what this tournament's all about. With a new regime running the system, I do think that this could be a lot different. But like I said, as I go along, feel free to share your thoughts, comments on all my picks, and I'll be answering questions throughout the chat if you have any as well. But let's get into it. We have Hanan versus Hanako. We have Starlight Kid versus Izuki, who will face Suzu Suzuki in the next round because she has a bye as well. We have Wakasukiyama waiting for Zena or Momo Kogo, who's making her grand return. She's been out for a few months. Koguma and Ruako will face Hazuki. We have Mei Sara awaiting Saki Kashima and Saida on the other side. And we also have Unimon and Lady C prepared to face off with Ami Sarai. Azumi will await the winner of Sayaka Kara and Natsuko Tora. And Miyu Amasaki and Rana Yagami will go on to face Mai Sakurai. So lots of fun here, obviously. We continue to dive in and have a lot of fun, shall we? That's the beauty of these tournaments. That's the beauty of what this is all about. Share with your friends, you know, share everything. We are live. We're having a good time, but let's keep going. Let's get more into it now, shall we? My first pick, right? I'm going to start with Starlight Kid and Yuzuki. I'm going to save Hana and Hanako for later because I want to kind of do that entire conversation as one. So let's talk about Starlight Kid and Yuzuki. Yuzuki, obviously a prodigy-like prospect, someone that's very interesting heading into this tournament, right? She won the Rookie of the Year tournament. She is someone who has tons of potential in terms of where she could go very, very soon. But she gets the tough matchup of Starlight Kid, someone who I think people have picked and have seen and considered destined to win this tournament one day. Maybe that day is today, or this weekend, starting this weekend, I should say. I think that's the exciting part of this matchup, though. If I had to side with one or the other, I'm going to lean on Starlight Kid getting the win here. And as you'll see, here are my picks. You will see them filled in as time goes on. The buys are, of course, up. They're already moved on to that next round. But I'm going to go with Starlight Kid here. I just think it has to win. We got Jeff. We got Lavi. Hazuki winning this. You know what? We'll get to that. I'm very excited, though. I'm very excited. There are so many possibilities this year, which I think is what makes this year more exciting. I said that last year, and then Mariah went back to back. I don't think Mariah is getting the three-peat this time around, but maybe I'm out to lunch here. Maybe I'm thinking something new. Maybe someone thinks that will happen, but let's move on here. Next up, we got Xena versus Momo Kogo. Xena's been fantastic since she's come back. I think she has been able to stand out a little bit more because there's no like comparison, right? As I've said on my show, there is a conversation to be had that when you're being compared to someone like a Mariah May, for example, while doing your own run, it can hurt the work you're ultimately doing. But Xena has not only been great since coming back, but I think she's had another step. I think she's had another step as part of EXV, and it's showing. She is shining as time goes on. She continues to thrive. And I think that's what's so much fun about her abilities in the ring. I think Xena ultimately does win here. As much as I'm happy to see Momo Kogo back, Xena and Mariah are teasing that matchup, right? And I think Xena is going to go pretty far in this tournament as a result. So Xena is my next pick. And then we get to Koguma and Rocka. The winner will go on to face Hazuki. This is a very interesting matchup to me because I just want to see FWC face off. And I think a lot of people want to see FWC face off. It's kind of like the New Japan Cup. If you listen to Jeremy and Steven over on, of course, our New Japan podcast, you know, that Tai Chi Zack Sabre Jr. matchup, the former Dangerous Techers, is very exciting. And that's how I feel about Hazuki and Koguma here. Let's get to the comments. I don't want to ignore anyone. Yuzuki seems to have cooled off a little recently. She could have been a good upset special, but SLK takes that match. I absolutely agree with you, Brad. I think they have slotted her back a little bit, as have all the rookies, really. Yuzuki is not winning every match. If anything, she is getting pinned in most stars matches. I think that's very notable. Momo gets surprised when her turn after that speech. I won't be surprised Momo Kogo wins. Okay, so some love for Momo Kogo. I'm torn between Hazuki and Azumi. SLK and Hanan are my dark horses for Hear You. I think those are great choices. And I think ultimately when it comes to picking Koguma here, I'm pretty set on her advancing. The Cinderella is her tournament. This is something that she has made her. She's been to two finals before. I don't have her losing to Rowaka of all people in the first round. Now let's get to the other side of the bracket. I think the other side of the bracket is a very, very clear one-sided. I think any people you may be considering in this tournament are mostly on the left. I see odds of me on the right, and that's really where I'm leaning. But let's get through the rest of this because there are some interesting matchups to be had as the tournament goes on. And that starts with Saki Kashima versus Sai Ida. Saki Kashima has had success in this tournament. She has obviously used her revival pin to get far in the tournament. But my feeling about this is that Sai Ida is just kind of like red hot right now. She's very exciting in the ring. Obviously, the tag match against Chanyota Mai Sakurai was an incredible moment for her, but she's just really exciting. She's someone that I think should be getting a win here. Not because I have anything against Saki Kashima, but Saki Kashima got her high-speed title win, and I don't see any need for her and Mai Sara to scrap up again. I think Sai Ida deserves a big win here to move forward. I really do. So I'm going with Ida. That is like one of my more uncertain picks of the first round. I don't feel sold on that necessarily, but I really want to see it happen. And I think that's an important part of it all, is that I just want to see it happen. Absolutely agree. Brad, Ida has been so beast recently. I'd love to see her get a deep run. I'm hoping, you know, I'm really hoping. I'm not confident. Like I said, I'm not confident in this pick. I'm just praying, you know. We got, of course, Saeed and Azmi into the final four. Ooh, Jeff, I like that. I like that a lot. I would love to see them let Ida ride. You know, like, I would love to just see her get this opportunity and rise above everyone and just go all the way. But I don't know. I, you know, she's one of the ones I'm uncertain of. Of course, if you're on X, you can comment as well. Like Travis, welcome to the stream. Bold prediction. Miyu Amasaki and Sai Ida make the final four. Ooh, I like that. I like that spicy bold prediction. I think one of them is very possible. Both of them, though, that is definitely a lovely bold prediction. Our, of course, our own YouTube user, Fight Game Media. Don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. That helps the algorithm. That makes more people listen to the show and watch the show. If you haven't hit it yet, please do. Sai Ida is so underrated. Avi, I couldn't agree more. She deserves the world. And I think her getting a win here would be a good call. Speaking of someone that I think deserves a little more, we have Yuna Mizumori versus Lady C. There is something to believe that under this new regime, Cosmic Angels is their new top crew, right? They're going to be the unit that is leaned on. We have seen it, obviously, with the Natsupoi return or the excitement around her return and the way they've presented that. We've seen it, obviously, with Tam Nakano, Mina Shirakawa kind of taking leads. Obviously, Mina's not in the Angels anymore, but Kozen's for life, you know? I think Yuna Mizumori could benefit from this. And even if it's just a first round win, that is more of a benefit than I think Yuna has had throughout her entire run in Stardom. And I think the work she's put on, I've talked to Brad about this on X or Twitter, whichever one you want to call it. Yuna is someone that deserves a little bit of a push for the work she puts in. Every Cosmic Angels match is well worth checking out, and mostly because she is putting in that work every single time. So I would love to see Unimont get the win here, and I think that's going to happen. I like the idea of her and Ami Sore in the second round. Next up, we have could Yuna be considered a jobber? Honest question. I mean, the reason she was in Cosmic Angels was to be the one to take the losses. And now that Sayaka Kara is there as a rookie, it gives Yuna a bit more openness to win and to succeed. And I think that is kind of what I'm leaning on here, because Kara obviously is great. She is someone who is able to lose as the rookie wrestler. So I think Unimon could get a little bit of love here in this tournament. And facing Lady C, there's no problem beating Lady C. I think Lady C is probably slotted even lower than Yuna on the chain here. But let's get to our next match. And that, of course, is Natsuko Tora versus Sayaka Kara. You know, I... Pedro, I do not love Ami. We know this. Do not put that into the universe. Do not listen to Pedro. I do not love Ami Sarai. Do not lie. I can't believe I put that in. But Brad, you're absolutely right. Yuna's work in and out of the ring has been next level. Now that she's not the lowest in Cosmic Angels, she should get some time to shine. I totally agree. And I think we're going to see that. At least beating Lady C, right? I wouldn't be a shock with an Ami Sarai upset either. But at least beat Lady C. Next up, like I said, we have Natsuko Tora and Sayaka Carrara. This isn't one I could talk much into. I love Sayaka Carrara. I've made that very clear on Twitter, on my podcast. Like, I talk her up as much as I can. But the reality is that I know this isn't happening. Like, I know she's not pulling off the big upset win against Natsuko Tora. This is very funny. Scott loves Ami as much as he loves David Finlay. I think that's, if you know how I feel about both of them, you know. Poor Carrara. Tora is going to destroy her. Yes. This was the easiest pick of the first round, and there's a lot of easy picks in the first round, but this was the easiest pick. So we'll set up Azumi and Natsuko Tora there in the second round. That should be a very interesting match. And then, of course, Miwa Masaki versus Rana Yagami. Winner takes on Mai Sakurai. Rana Yagami, I really like her. I really like all the rookies. But they see something in Amasaki. They always have. Obviously, there's been different regimes, but Miwa Masaki has been showing out more and shining a little bit more and, you know, succeeding a little bit more to the point that I have belief in her that she can get a big win here. She can succeed, and there's no reason, in my opinion, to doubt her and doubt the possibilities that come with a potential run in this tournament for Amasaki. Whether that be a winning run or not remains to be seen, but I think she could get a pretty decent run in this tournament, and it all starts here with a win over Yagami. And now let's bring it all the way back. As you're looking down here on the stream, let me look at the comments real quick. I'd love to see Sayaka dump Tora over the top rope, maybe double elimination, giving Azumi a free ride to the next round. I would love if Sayaka could win. But I can't get my hopes up. And I agree that, you know, Miu has been a different wrestler. She started to transform a little bit to get some more confidence, and her in-ring's a lot better now. You know, she's kind of minimalized it. You know, originally she was trying to do all these submissions, and it's mostly DDTs, forearms, you know, stuff like that, and the pedigree thing she does, like, and that's fine. I think it works for her. But back to Hanan and Hanako, these two are great. And I think this could be quietly the best match of the first round. Because listen, you know my love for Hanan and what she's done this year. I think she is one of the favorites, quite frankly, for this tournament. I understand who she's facing in the second round. The 9-0 Mirai, who's never lost a Cinderella match. I get that. But Hanan needs to start somewhere. And a deep run in this tournament should be that. And it starts by beating Hanako. I'm pretty confident about this, but I think this match should be really good. I think Hanako's been really good. I know Hanan's really good. Like, this is where we go. This is when it happens. This is what I need to see. You know, Hanako has been really protected, as you noted in the chat, but I don't know. I just feel like Hana needs to be winning here. She needs to be going forward. She's been pushed heavily by everyone. That's her story. She's been one of the main characters of Stardom through these first 2.5 months. She needs to win here. That brings us to the second round. Mirai and Hana. That's as good as it gets for a second round matchup, besides the one next to it, of course. Both of these are going to be happening, of course, on Sunday, live on the Cork and Hall show. This is where it's going to be bold. This is where we start to get a little bold with the picks. Mariah's had a great run through this tournament. A great run. But it's Hanan's time. I will stress it more and more. You are correct, Brad. Hanan is amazing. You are correct, Lavi. Jeff, you are absolutely right. She needs to beat Mariah. I have Hanan beating Mariah, moving to the next round. That is one of my top picks here. Oh, I started on the other end. That's my bad. Okay, well, as you can see, we'll get down to that. But you know, I'm picking Hanan, okay? I'm picking Hanan later. But let's get to this. I'm picking Miyu Hamasaki to beat my Sakurai. I think Miyu Hamasaki is going to have a decent run here. Like I said, I could see them being pretty behind her. You've seen it in her match with Rina. The strides are being taken. And I do think that she could beat her. And now we have Azumi and Natsuko Tora. Who? This is a good one. This is a good one. But Azumi is a favorite. Azumi is ready for that next step. She is. She really is. Like, she is someone who I firmly believe should be in the finals of this, you know? And I get the difficulty of who she could beat here, but like, I look at this right side, I see Azumi and no one else as finalists from that side of the bracket. That's just how I feel. That's just the reality based on this bracket. So I'm going with Azumi. I think she needs to win. I think she should win. And then that sets up an 0-2 line matchup in the quarterfinals. Next up, we'll have Unimon versus Ami Sarai. I wanted to pick Unimon so bad. So bad. If you're listening to this show, you know how I feel about Ami Sarai, and I just talked up Unimon, but I have to go with Ami. I'm sure they're not just gonna have Unimon beat her too, but I would love that upset. I really would. Brad, if Azumi did resign, I could see Bushiroad getting behind her and giving her a nice push and getting the win here. I think Azumi is very interesting. She is obviously on the US show and the Windy City Riot show. So by default, I'm assuming she is signed for the time being. So there's no reason for me, I think, to not continue to push her, not keep pushing her forward. I think she should absolutely get the win. Next up, we got Mei Sara and Saida. If this happens, it's going to be one of the best second round matchups. It will happen on the Korakuen. I can't wait. I think Mei Sara is going to make a nice little run in this tournament. She is a featured talent, obviously, as one of the bye week, the ones that got the byes in this tournament. I think she could beat Ida here, but I would love an upset. Don't get me wrong. I would love a Saida upset, but I'm going to go with Mei Sara for now. Whew. Ami did beat Shuri. I forgot. I'm okay with forgetting that. Next up, the Battle of FWC. I'm not the only one that really wants to see this matchup, right? Like, this is going to be great. This is going to be great if it happens. And I got Hazuki winning. I'm not gonna sugarcoat this. I'm not going to go on and on. Yes, more Mei Sara greatness. You're damn right. We need more Mei Sara matches. We need them. We need them. We need them. We need them. Do I think we get Hanan versus Mei Sara for the high-speed title down the road? I hope so. We have to be. We have to be. I would be devastated if we didn't. The teases have been so good. We need it. We need it. I'll be devastated if we don't. Next up. Oh, sorry. I'm picking Hazuki. Hazuki beating Koguma is a good fitting part here in this tournament. I think she is someone who is a favorite. Like I said, she needs to be going far. Finals, potentially. It feels like her year. And I know we've all said this before, but it really does feel like if it's ever going to happen, it's going to be this year. Next up, we got Waka versus Zena. Listen, Waka had a Cinderella type run last year, right? All the way to the finals. But when EXV versus EXV happens, Zena's winning. Zena's just winning. You know, like, it's just the reality. Like, I think Zena is a very capable competitor, as I talked her up for, and I just don't see Waka has funneled all the way back down. She is the pin taker in EXV. No upset here. They obviously like Zena. I like Zena a lot. I think she should get the win.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We got some comments. But we'll keep going forward. I agree, though, Lavi. God, you deserve to win this. I totally agree. Well, but let's keep rolling on. Next up, we got Starlight Kid and Suzu Suzuki. This is the premier matchup of the second round, right? Mirai and Hanan, Starlight Kid, Suzu Suzuki. This is two main eventers, two top-tier winners. Suzu Suzuki won the five-star Grand Prix last year. Starlight Kid had a Wonder of Stardom Championship match just a month ago. And here's the thing. Here's my opinion. Here's the reality. I see this match going to a draw. I see this match going to a draw, our first draw. I only cooked up one draw. I know there's probably going to be more than one. But I see this match going to the 10-minute draw, eliminating them both and allowing the winner of Mirai and Hanan, as I talked about, believing in Hanan, to advance all the way to the semifinal, giving her a great spot, making it very far in this tournament, giving her two big wins. Beating Mirai is the biggest possible win in this tournament, and she would have had it. So in my opinion, this is great. Even if she loses, this is a great spot. Let's see what else we got here. Is Bushiroad as high on Suzu Suzuki as Rossi was? Well, as we know, Rossi was going to make Suzu Suzuki world champion. And as we know, that decision was made not to happen by Bushiroad. I don't really know. We're going to learn in time, but she hasn't been pushed in any sense so far. And, you know, it's kind of a cool down, but she has kind of become a background figure in this, like, Julia unofficial goodbye tour more than anything. And I really wish she was world champion, but, you know, decisions were made. And I don't think Mike is necessarily setting the world on fire so far as world champion, but we'll see. Travis, Stardom Road podcast brought up a good point. If Crazy Star is challenging for the goddesses soon, Suzu and May probably aren't going to have deep runs here. Oh, yes, Stardom Quest. Yes, I talked to them about that. I think that's a very good possibility. However, that title match was originally going to happen on a non Cinderella house show. So it's possible, but I'm not going with Suzu, but I think May Sarah is an interesting choice just because of what that side of the bracket goes. But I could see May Sarah lose after getting a win and maybe they challenge on the final show, but we'll wait and see. Mark my words, 2024, I'm assuming, is the year of the bear. Koguma got this. I like your confidence. I like your confidence, but I can't give up confidence on Hazuki. I can't. So what's next? Oh, Hazuki versus Zena in the quarterfinal. Like I said, I'm picking Hazuki. We're going forward, getting Hazuki back to the semifinal here. It's got to happen. It's got to happen. I think her and Zena can have a great match. Excuse me one second. But I just can't pass up on the idea of Hazuki getting eliminated before that semifinal. I can't. I look at all those names. I think of who she is as a competitor. I just want to see her succeed. I want to see her get to that semifinal. I'm going to keep going with her. I think there's like a lot of hopefulness in Hazuki this year for good reason. If there's ever a year, in my opinion, to have hopefulness for Hazuki, it's this one. It's this one. Mei Sara versus Ami Sarai. This is a real 50-50 matchup. So if they're going to challenge, if Crazy Star ends up challenging for the titles at the final, then I think there's a real shot that Mei Sara loses this. But in my mind's minds, I couldn't pick Ami Sarai. I can't do it. So I'm going to go with Mei Sara. And if the title match is supposed to be on the 20th, she probably won't be making it to the semifinals. But I think she's someone that's definitely worthy of making the semifinals just based off what she's done this year. I'm believing. Hazuki always performs well in title matches. Imagine she was champion. It'd be incredible. Hazuki having to go through all her stars teammates to get to the final is interesting. Yeah, I did kind of set that up. Well, except for Xena, but going through Hanan and going through Koguma, I think that is very. Oh, I mean, Lavi, I knew Ami was beating Shuri, so it was like, whatever. I just moved on, rolled my eyes a little bit. But yeah, I think there's a lot of interest in overall. Cyclops is better than Wolverine. I swear I say Kid or Hazuki going to win the tournament for like the last 3 years, but sadly never happened. I did too. I said SLK last year. Didn't happen. 2 years ago, I probably said Hazuki. Didn't happen. Just believe. You know, just believe. Next up, like I said, I'm going to pick Mei Sara here, but I think there's a very good chance she may not be if they're doing the title match on the 20th, which is very, very possible. And then we got Azumi and Miyu Hamasaki. You know my pick. Azumi's winning here. It was a good run for Miyu Hamasaki. She got pretty far. She should be pretty happy about that. But I'm not picking against Azumi. I feel very confident in Azumi. And that brings us to my final four. And I know this final four is an absolute dream, but this would be the perfect final four. Hanan, Hazuki, Mei Sara, Azumi. You can't tell me that wouldn't be fantastic. You had high speed on one side, a stars versus stars battle on the other. It's perfect. To me, there are three potential winners. I need them all in the semifinals. Those three potential winners, if you read my article over on voiceofwrestling.com, are Hanan, Hazuki, and Azumi. They all make sense. They're all worthy of this spot. If you're listening to the show, if you want to share your thoughts, let me know who you think is going to win this match. Please. But let's move forward here. Hanan, Hazuki. If I wasn't looking at this bracket, and if you asked me before the tournament who I thought was winning this, I was picking Hanan. But then I saw the brackets and I said to myself, man, would they have her beat Mirai and Hazuki? And Hazuki and Sayori, I know, have teased, right? They've teased the Wonder Stardom title match. So to me, it's like I can't let go of the idea that this match is going to happen. I can't let go of it. I can't. So, as a result, I'm going to go with Hazuki. They tease that match for a reason. Listen, I firmly believe whoever wins this Wonder Stardom title, whoever wins the Cinderella tournament is challenging for the Wonder and not winning the belt, because that is Natsupoi's belt to be had. But I do think that Hazuki makes a lot of potential, has a lot of potential as a title challenger. We've seen it before. I think there's a good chance we see it again. I have Hazuki going to the final. Thank you, Hiryu. This is the ideal bracket. I have no complaint. I'm happy to hear that. I'm hoping this makes a lot of people happy. Hazuki Hana in the finals, trust me, wish I could have them in the finals. I can't. So that brings us to the other side of the bracket, and that, of course, comes down to Mei Sara and Azumi for my bracket. And I'm picking Azumi, folks. This is Azumi's year. You look at that side of the bracket, I don't think anyone else besides her should be making the finals of this tournament. So there you have it. This is my final. Hazuki on one side, Azumi on the other. It would be perfect. This final would be perfect. It would be incredible. It could arguably be the best in-ring final we've ever seen. And that's why I need it. I have my hopes up. You had Natsuko winning the whole thing. I love that, though. I think that would be crazy. I mean, I don't know if you're going to be wrong. I don't know if I'm going to be right. Listen. Biolante. I hope I said your name correctly. I was so wrong last year with my tournament. I picked Starlight Kid to win. She lost in the first round. You could be absolutely right. I could be absolutely wrong. Hazuki could lose to Koguma, and it's like, whatever, right? It's like, it doesn't matter. You know, I don't know. So I don't think you're crazy. I could see Natsuko would be my second pick from the right side to get to the finals, truthfully. Her and Azumi just faced off pretty early, so I'm going with Azumi. Am I sure it's Kaseori versus Natsupoi? Oh, it's going to be. I don't. Just the way that story has naturally been told and their relationship together, I just think Natsupoi is going to be the one to beat Sayori. I don't know. It won't be immediately, but I do think it's going to happen at, I don't know when the Cinderella is going to challenge. It could be the American show. It could be Buntai. It could be a Cork. I have no idea. Or it could be after, like Mirai did last year. But I just think Natsupoi is going to be the one. And I felt like that for a while. You know, I think Natsuko is her time to have a huge win, but I also feel that way about Hazuki. And that's ultimately where we get to the final here. Final, like I said, Hazuki, Azumi would be an incredible final. And I've been pretty split on this. At one point I was pretty sure I was having Hanan go all the way. But there's something about the Hazuki Sayori tease that has remained with me. And Sayori has teased multiple times of, well, there's someone I want to see, and maybe they win the Cinderella, and then I'll challenge them, and something like that. And I just keep thinking it's Hazuki. I'm happy with either of these two winning. I think they're both great. Fantastic. But I am making my pick, my Cinderella 2024 pick, and that is Hazuki winning the entire tournament, going on to face Sayori No. This is her time to get a real, true accolade under her belt. She's been one of the best for ever since she walked back in the door. And before she retired, she was one of the best. She deserves this. That Wonder of Stardom Championship is the belt she desperately wants. Desperately wants. And I believe that this is the match that it can happen. I believe this is the tournament that it can happen. It just feels right. So you know what happens when things feel right? They don't happen at all. That's what happens. When things feel right, they don't happen. I expect, you know, I don't have to wait. I have to wait till next weekend for my bracket to be completely broken from Hazuki's match. So at least I'll make it out of this weekend. But I'm very excited about the Cinderella tournament. Everyone that's listening, feel free. Oh, yeah. Hazuki versus Risa Shiki is one of my favorite Stardom matches ever. If you're listening, give me your picks. Let me know your picks. I think the Cinderella is just wide open this year. It's so much fun. And I can't help but be excited for what's to come. But let's get to the rest of the Saturday card. This isn't going to be a longer stream. I'm not going to have any special guests like I have in the past because we're doing this late. But we are going to go. We're going to go on a nice hour. And I'll answer any questions anyone may have. But let's go to what's next. Now we go to Saturday's show. Saturday's show, of course, features a opening match between. It's an 8-way match. It's between Mai Sakurai, Ami Sarai, Mei Sarah, Suzuki, Mirai, Azumi, Hazuki, and Wakasukiyama. Every Cinderella wrestler with a bye will compete in this match. It is the pre-show match, so, you know, it is what it is, but momentum is momentum. Maybe they have Mirai win it just to stay strong heading into her match the next day. Now let's get to the rest of the card, and of course, as you see here, Future of Stardom Championship. Rena has been a fantastic champion. One of the best we've seen. I think she only, let me see off the top of my head, she probably only trails Hana now in terms of fun reigns with that belt. Like, I think that's where I would rank her at this point. Oh, any chance she challenges Mayu? I know she mentioned the 5-star match last year. Of course, talking about Hazuki winning, I don't think you're crazy by saying that by any means. And I think there is a reality where we do break away from the wonder challenges this year. You know, I think that is very possible. I like the thought. I'm going into this thinking wonder, but if Hazuki wins, I think it does open up more for a potential IWGP women's title match for sure. It's going to be Lacey winning just to throw everyone off. Oh my God, I would lose it. You can't spell Cinderella without C. That's the truth. Rena is so good for her. She's simply so good. Yeah, she is fantastic. And for someone that's 17 years old, carrying gold and carrying it proudly, she wrestles Miran, who I believe is obviously out of Diana, but she's 15 and she's excellent. You know, she does a crazy lion salt. This is a good spot for her. This should be a fun match. Obviously, Rena's winning. You know, Rena is building towards a match with Hina once Hina's cleared. Hina's the only wrestler that isn't clear to come back yet. Obviously, Aya Sakura will be coming back on the Korakuen Hall show. But I'm going with Rena, obviously, and maybe we'll get another challenge from there. But this was a cool match to add. Very excited about this match. It's a nice little addition to the Saturday card. It's here. All hail Natsupoi. She's back. If you listened to my episode last week, shout out 6-star. You know how exciting this is. You know. You know how great this can be, right? And when it comes down to these two teams, it's just greatness across the board. And I'm beyond excited to see how they do this. But let's just start here. Natsupoi being back is so important. So important to this company. She is one of the first or one of the best and most consistent wrestlers on this roster. And few people have made the impact that she has at a continuous rate while never holding one of the top belts. Had she been cleared for the Cinderella and in the Cinderella, she would have been my pick. And she has decided to face Sari and Chihiro Hashimoto. Like, my reaction last week is the same as now. Holy hell. Sari is, of course, Natsupoi's best friend outside of wrestling. That's why she's here. She said in an interview, like, you know, when she was trying to think of a return match, Sari was the first person that came to mind. And, you know, Sari is going to be someone that's going to say yes. And Chihiro Hashimoto and Natsupoi have one hell of a match in Sendai Girls just a year ago. This is as good as it gets for a return match. And Natsupoi is going to go through hell in this match. It's going to be brutal. But man, oh man, how can you not be excited for it? I'm so glad Natsupoi is back. I missed her so much. There's going to be a lot of tears shed when her music hits. Lavi, do I think Sari is in stardom is just a one-off? For now. But you never know. Things change, obviously. But I do think she's here for Natsupoi first and foremost. We got Travis, I could definitely see Hazuki winning it all. I can also definitely see Hazuki making it all the way of the final, only for Bushiro to do the old Charlie Brown and have her lose another big match. Man, you're right. Man. We got Biolante. Speaking of Aya, what unit do you think she'll end up joining? If I was booking, I'd have her get super upset that her injury caused her to essentially be left behind, sending her down a dark path and joining Waito Tai. That's a good one. I mean, it's going to be there, or maybe EXV, because they don't have rookies, if I had to guess. I could be wrong, but that is my that's my best guess for now, is one of those two. I would probably put, I think Ueda Tai is very interesting, depending if she can bring out that eviler side, that dark side. But I mean, like, God's Eye makes a ton of sense as well, but they got Rana, so I just don't know if they're gonna put two rookies there. I think that's also kind of how I feel. We need a Sari versus Mayu match for the IWGP Women's Belt at this year's All-Star Grand Queendom event. Yeah, yeah, we do. That's the match I would book, undoubtedly. And that should be, if Sari is going to do another date in this company, that should be the match. Why do I think Chihiro is going to pin Natsupoi? We'll get to my prediction in a second. Murder Pixie is back. I'm so excited for this match. Yeah, this is the match I've been most excited for since it was announced. It's just like, it's incredible. It's incredible. Still holding out hope Suzu creates her own group with May Sarah. I mean, that's always possible. Now Ayasakura's here. That could give him a little more room. Match is definitely going to be hell for Poi, but it could be worse. She could be facing Himeka again. No one beats her like Jumbo. Yeah, those two have a wonderful relationship. But when it comes down to picking who wins this match, it's either going to a draw, and I don't know the time limit, and I know how long the show is. So if it's a 15-minute match, it's going to a draw, or Sari or Chihiro Hashimoto pin Natsupoi. I just don't see Sari getting pinned. I don't see Hashimoto getting pinned. You're definitely not pinning Sayori. She's the Wonder Champ, unless she's getting challenged by one of these. So it comes down to Poi. And I don't really love Poi losing in her first match back, but you can chalk it up to rust and stuff like that as well, especially against someone like Sari and Hashimoto. But this match is going to be phenomenal. It's going to be the match of the weekend. I have all the confidence in the world. And there's some great matches on this weekend. But this should be excellent. Then, of course, we have the potential main event. I have no idea what's main eventing the show. Should just be Poi. That should be the main event to the show. But this could be the main event, too. It's absolutely super sized, super stacked. You got the GOAT, the greatest to ever do it, Mayu Iwatani, teaming up with Tam in what should be a very entertaining duo, just based off their history alone and what they did 1 week ago on Saturday when they faced each other. They beat the snot out of one another. Very physical with one another. Now they're teaming back up. Obviously, Tam has been tweeting all about it and all about their relationship. Then we, of course, have Micah and Mina Shirakawa of EXV and Aphrodite of Utami Hayashishita and Sai Kamatani, the reigning tag champs. I when it comes to getting pinned, like Mina, maybe, possibly, like this is, you know, I'm talking about another match that could be a draw, folks. Any idea why Mayu and Tam are teaming up? Yeah, they love to continuously build on their story, and there's always an opportunity that this could lead to an IWGP Women's Title match. I think that's a very real reality that we have to play with. Though I do think Tam is going for Micah and the World of Stardom Championship at the Bunkai Show, but that is always something. But I think these two were put together purposely to work on their history, and it, out of like how it all broke down, the card wise, this makes the most sense. Thoughts on the AXV's new logo? I think it's pretty good. I want to see it like in action, you know, like on the banners and stuff like that. I think that's always interesting. Who do I pick to win here? I'm going to safely pick the champions, Aphrodite, but I don't know. I have no idea. The fun of this match is that it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who wins. But, of course, the other match on this show, we'll stay there, is, of course, the trios match, the strong women's title preview match. It'll be Julia, Shuri, and a returning Konami against Fukigen Death, Momo Watanabe, and the returning, but CMLL's Stephanie Vaquer. I'm so excited. And let's just get to the cork and now. Like I said, Aya Sakura is going to be returning on the Cork and Hall show. We don't know the rest of the card. Obviously, we just know the four Cinderella matches and, of course, the main event, which will be for the New Japan Strong Women's Championship. Stephanie Vaquer coming over to Japan for the first time since 2022 when she did with Ice Ribbon, and the first time she'll be in Stardom since, I believe, 2018. Ah, this is as good as it gets, folks. This is as good as it gets. I didn't know if they were going to bring Stephanie over. Stephanie's very busy in CML. She's fantastic. Fantastic pro wrestler. One of my favorites, truly, to watch these days. Like, she's great. And her versus Julia is great. And we know Julia is leaving. And we know Stephanie Vaquer earned this opportunity on a New Japan Strong show. I think this match could be the match of the weekend. I think it can steal the show. We all look at that tag match as the potential match of the weekend, but this one has all the makings if they click. It's a possibility. If they click in that ring, this is going to be physical. This is going to be nasty. And it's going to be fantastic. And in the end, Stephanie Vaquer is winning. I have all the confidence in the world that this is a Stephanie Vaquer win. That New Japan Strong title needs to be lost, and Stephanie Vaquer is the perfect answer to be the next champion. She is perfect to either travel to Japan, which we're seeing here, defend it in CMLL, for example, defend it on New Japan Strong shows. I think she is the perfect next choice for the champion. And I think she's, in the end, winning this match. And I think she should win this match. I can't wait. Get that purple belt away from Stardom for a while. I think that'll benefit all of us if it does. But this is going to be absolutely fantastic. Big circle of excitement. That show, the Cork and Hall show, kicks off, I believe, around like 9:30 p.m. Eastern on Saturday night. Will be available for around $15 on pay-per-view. It's going to be a must-see. Live Cinderella matches. a title match like this, you don't want to miss it. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss it. I think, you know, Julia doesn't, I think Julia's fine with losing. Like, I know everyone has made questions and stuff, but I agree, Brad. I agree. Yeah, take that title. I don't want to see it for a while. Goodbye. Bye-bye. See ya. The next time that the title is when Stephanie puts it on the line at Forbidden Door. Interesting. Windy City Riot, probably, Brad. I think Windy City Riot, because she's been announced for that. But after that, I think Forbidden Door is definitely a possibility. I think Stephanie Vaquer should be winning this match. I think it's going to be a great match. I think Julia is going to have an interesting last couple weeks here. Obviously, she's been losing a lot since that report came out, and it's time. It's just time. So Stephanie wins. This is going to be a great weekend. Cinderella tournament. Natsu Poi's back. Stephanie Vaquer versus Julia. You can't beat it. Stardom has packed this weekend. They have taken this weekend. Anything else happening is not going to live up to this weekend. I'm so excited. I am so excited. So with that being said, let's wrap this up. Thank you, everyone, who has listened to the show. Join me live for this show. I will hopefully be back live again, maybe for the Cinderella Finals. That is on a Wednesday, so it has to be sometime Wednesday evening, but we'll see how it all works out. If you want to continue listening to my podcast, you can look up Five Star Joe's Show anywhere you get your podcast. I'll have a full review next week, live probably next Friday. This show will be up. If you want to listen to the full thing in podcast form, it will be up in the morning. And I think that's it. I am very excited for what's to come. But we'll get through a few. I'm not going to be upset if Stephanie loses. If Julia wins, that's awesome because I love Julia. But Mercedes debuting won't live up to this. Mercedes debuting is like known. So like that's not a match. Like, obviously, I'm very excited for her return. I've wanted her back in wrestling for months, year almost. It's kind of crazy. Julia has held on to that title for as long as she has, considering she wasn't really supposed to be champion in the first place. Well, the hope was always, let's get to Mercedes and Julia, and we never did. So this is ultimately the great decision. And Connor Huston, great podcast. Thanks. Thank you for listening. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Follow me at Scott E. Wrestling on Twitter. I should have a review up of some form, like I said, next Friday. But that's it. So until next time, everyone, see ya.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.